I just can't explain it to y'all. Something you got to know. You know, he talked about in 2017. I'm just going into the lesson, so you don't come here looking. They got to pray. Apostle prayed. People got all this stuff in their head. I might not do it this way today. He said that 2017 would be the year of massive production manifested through the favor of God, but he talked about six words. I'm going to give you three of them. Connection. Connection is the key. You have to be connected properly. If a wire is not properly connected, it'll have hit and miss juice. Yeah. You know, you get a little jolt, then you act like the power. No, the power didn't get off. Your connection was faulty. You don't call up Entergy and tell them that y'all lights go out. Are you listening? Entergy got the power. Maybe you're not connected right. Y'all listening? If there's a power outage, don't mean that all the power has been shut down. Just something happened with the connections along the way. Y'all understand that? Connection is the key. Second thing he talked about was covenant. See, you have to be in covenant with apostle. There are a lot of people who want what he have, but don't want to be in covenant with him. Don't work like that. Amen. Covenant is a powerful thing. Then covering. It's good to have someone who's your shield, your protection. So I thank God for apostle. Amen. We have been talking in this class in chapter 2, the 9 characteristics of revival. And number 1 was what? Spiritual timing. Spiritual what? Timing. It is important to understand this fact, and this is what frustrates a lot of young ministers and people in ministry. You know, when people receive the Lord Jesus Christ, it just seems like everybody focuses on the fivefold ministry gift. What are they called to? Are they an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher? Out of all the stuff you could be doing in the kingdom, people sit down and go straight to the top. Are you listening? Huh? I said, are you listening? So it becomes frustrating because many try to pursue areas that God not even calling them to. That's why churches stay so small. And we have so many pockets, churches that never grow up and fully mature. And it's because we have a lot of people who, watch this, were not functioning in God's timing. You got to understand, if God has something in store for you, he's the one will bring it to pass. Now watch what else what I'm about to say. There's no man or no woman in the earth realm that can stop God's purpose and plan for your life, but you. You can abort it by either going ahead of him or being too far behind. You got to walk in harmony with God. Wait on ministry. If God have called you to the ministry, watch this. You don't have to open your mouth. The goods will speak for you. There's a divine mark that's upon you. So in spiritual timing, I know I went over some other things last week. I'm not going to go there. I wanted to turn to Galatians. I believe it's 4:1. Galatians. Or is it 3:1? Read, I'll know when you get it. It talks about the Son as long as he's an heir. 4:1. I will act like I'm in the Bible. Read it. What'd it say? Don't wait on everybody. Just read when you get it. I don't need a reader. Galatians. 4:1. All right, let's just say, now I say that the heir, now notice, that the heir, you know what the heir means? Is his. Oh, come on now. It can't be taken away from him. He's the heir. You can't take away from my heirship. I'm the heir. Do you understand that? Huh? We're heirs of God. joint heirs with Christ. So it can't be taken away from you because you're an heir. You are an heir. Somebody left you an inheritance. It's yours. Can't be taken. But the heir, as long as he is a child, differ at what? Differs nothing from a servant, though he be what?
Lord of all.
See, he's Lord of everything. Read.
But he's under tutors and
governors. Oh, but he's under something. He's in a process. We are in a process. Timing is a process. But he's under tutors
and governors.
And governors.
Until the time appointed of the
Father. That it is again. Until the time appointed. See, spiritual timing has to do with God's appointment of time.
Yes,
not the one you got on your. Lord, if you don't move in 3 days, God said that's your issue. I mean, y'all just heard apostles say God's sovereign and he's supernatural. So watch this. I remember the old folks when I was a little boy in church used to sing this song, "You can't hurry God. No, 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 you just got to wait. You got to trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes. He is a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there. Nah, don't you worry. He may not come when, but he's always." Now, some of y'all understand it. You want to know why God is always on time? Because he's the God of the now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you understand what I'm saying in here?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying about spiritual time? And you don't have to be in a rush about nothing.
Yes, sir.
The works of God was done before the foundation of the world. What God had prearranged and preordained for us to walk in, for us to be partakers of, is more on us, not on him. What do you mean? Cooperating with him. Obeying him, submitting to him, being available to him. All the things that Apostle just told us has to do with spiritual timing. Are you listening? Keep reading in Galatians. What did it say?
Even so we.
When we were children.
We were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come. Time.
Okay, so that tells me God is the God of times and seasons. God has something he wants done. He's never late. You're listening? Never let a divine delay become a devilish disappointment. See, because God said it's done now. What does it? God say it's done now? You tripping tomorrow, God say now. You tripping tomorrow 25 years, God say now. God say everything I prearranged, preordained to be happening in your life is happening in your now. Just stick with your now. That's why in Matthew 6:33, where it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and all these things shall be added unto you." Huh? And the next verse is the kicker. The next verse tell you what you're worried about tomorrow for.
Yes, mm-hmm.
What you tripping about tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Can I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
God is the God of the daily bread.
Yeah.
So why are you tripping about money you need tomorrow? Or your money next week, or your money next month, or your money next year. God say, I'm the God of the now. Just put that petition before me. Lord, in 3 months, I need $70,000. 170, whatever it is. What you tripping for? You don't. All you have to do is keep sowing. God will manifest it. Just thank him like he already did it. It's for kingdom purposes. Y'all got it? Read it. What it say?
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son.
Notice, God sent forth his son. But it only happened when the fullness of time was come. They were looking for the Messiah. The prophets prophesied, the scriptures foretold that the Messiah was coming. Are you listening? But God was the... You want to talk about timing? See, I know sometimes I'll be wanting to go on, but listen, spiritual timing, God is so accurate. Do you know that the Bible said Jesus is the bread of life?
Yes, sir.
Jesus is the what?
Bread of life.
Do you know that God arranged things for Jesus to be born in Beth, Bethlehem of Judea? Oh, you never thought about it. He had a king to call forth a tax to get Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, the house of bread. The bread of life needed to be born in the house of bread. Y'all ain't talking to me. So because he was in another city, God said, I'm going to have this king call the tax that calls everybody to come to the city. And Mary was heavy carrying. Because she needed to deliver the bread in the house it was supposed to come out of. Because he is the seed of David. Y'all will catch on later. I'm trying to show you timing. You didn't have to worry about when he was going to come. He came when the fullness of time was set. God had a day for money coming to show up in the earth realm. So he found somebody who needed something, sent him to the store to get some apples and oranges for the juicer. But he had to have a little white fella there who was going to buy an 8-pack of beer. So he can ask the question and say, money, make a statement. Money sure do goeth, huh? Hello. That was all about timing. You'll catch up with some stuff. So I say that to you. Quit tripping. It's all revival begins with spiritual timing. What's the second one it say? Preparedness? Preparation? Spiritual preparation. What does spiritual preparation have to do? Not what everybody else is doing. Spiritual preparation has to do with what you are doing. Quit looking at everybody else and do your assignment. And don't allow family members, don't allow brothers, sisters, apostles, prophets, nobody to get you off of what God told you to do. Don't let a prophecy change what God told you to do. Oh, y'all won't talk now. That's see, right. A person will prophesy you out of here. You got a connection and a prophet come up and tell you, oh, he ain't your father. I'm, huh? Last I checked, God told me who my father was. I don't know where you come from. I'm just trying to show you. Preparedness. They were all in, well, Acts 2:1. Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that's timing again, right? They were all with one accord. They were with one accord. I know some of y'all say in. No, he said with one accord. They had one purpose. They were gathered because the Lord Jesus Christ told them, don't depart from Jerusalem until you be endued or endowed with power from on high. See, he was with them 40 days and 40 nights after he was raised from the dead or resurrected from the dead. And he spoke to them concerning the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. But before he was taken up into heaven, he gave them specific instructions. I've trained you 12 men minus one. All right. He says, now you are not to depart. You are not to go do nothing until you be endowed with power from on high. I need you to go to the upper room. I need you to get with one accord. Because that has to do with preparation. Unity with one accord causes God to do things. See, where there's unity, nothing can be stopped. The Ku Klux Klan was wrong, but they were unified. You can get a bunch of people doing the wrong thing, and it'll get accomplished. Oh, see, y'all not talking. In Genesis chapter 11, that's why God said, if we don't go down here and do something, watch this. The commandment of God was to go into all the earth. He never say stop and build a tower of heaven. But I do know one thing. God himself said, if we don't go down there and confound their language, we will not be able to stop them from accomplishing that task. You didn't catch it. See, that's why Satan always tried to fight us with division, division, not being with one accord, having the same purpose, the same agenda. following leadership, connecting properly to the government and the leadership and the structure of the church. Are you listening to me? Huh? You are responsible for spiritual preparedness. They were together with one accord in one place. So it's possible to be in one place and not be with one accord.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You understand that?
That's right.
Then things begin to happen. That has to do with your preparedness. You must fast and pray. Men ought to always pray. But we need to add to that. Men ought to always fast and pray and not faint. All right. Y'all got it? What's the next step after preparedness?
Spiritual outbursts.
We talked a little bit about, see, the impact of revival is supposed to impact the whole society. Can I tell you something? Even when God tell you he gonna do something, it's the way he come on the scene. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Now, see, some of y'all, it was my fate. You done release your fate. You was trusting God. And can you be real? Don't be up here lying. You were so surprised God did what he did. Come on. Hey, I know what we say. But what we say and what we do be two different things. You understand? See, that's how God is. God said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I need you to have expectation for it. But even with your expectation, when I show up, it's going to so blow your mind. You know why it blows your mind? Because God will never do nothing in the way you think he's going to do it. He always seemed to come out the box. You done wrote a script. But God is the director. Just thought you should know. So these spiritual outbursts are real signs of tremendous revival. That's why God did things by signs, wonders, and miracles. Do you know what God did at the gate called the Beautiful Gate? When you study the scripture, the reason for signs, wonders, and miracles is not to glorify man. It is to glorify the God who called us. Do you understand that? It ain't about you, it's about him. When signs and wonders are performed in his name, it gives credence to the fact that he was resurrected from the dead. God doggone it, he's not dead, he's alive. Yes. And the proof of him being alive is this man who's been at this gate for 38 years. Hello, somebody.
Come on.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So signs, wonders, and miracles are spiritual outbursts that, here's Lazarus who died. Do you understand the impact of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead? Mm-hmm. It just didn't stay in Bethany. It swept every place. And that's what revival will do. It will not impact just your local city. In this last day that we've been in the last days. Why people keep worried about it? Is it the last day? Read your Bible. In the last day it said, God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. So since the day of Pentecost, we've been in the last days. Duh. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure that out. And y'all know I come out of the old school. Our parents used to tell us, Jesus coming back. Well, I'm 58 now. Some of y'all don't realize. Here's the revelation. The revelation is people been looking for Jesus to come back, and he already been back. Don't miss him. Jesus told his apostles, he said, I'm ascending to my Father. No, you're not. I'm going to help you right now. Jesus told him, I'm with you right now. I'm Emmanuel, God with you. But when I come back, I'm going away, but I'm coming back. I'm not talking about the second coming. I'm talking about me coming back. This time I'm not coming back. I'm not coming to be with you. I'm coming to be in you. So I've been back. Why are you still looking for me?
That's good.
I'm in you. Christ in you. I'm in you. Are you listening? And that all has to do. That's where great revival, in every great revival, is signs, wonders, and miracles being demonstrated amongst the people. That Jesus didn't need no cards and billboards. Hello. Jesus didn't have no cards. Apostle Jesus, prophet Jesus, evangelist Jesus, pastor Jesus, teacher Jesus. I'm having a meeting. Hell, Jesus ain't put out nothing. When he came from praying, they were there waiting. You know why? Let the sideshow begin. Hurry, hurry, step right on in. You need a new leg? Got that. Need some eyes? Got that. Ear messed up? Got that. Hello? Yeah, you can get drunk doing this. Go to number four.
Spiritual liberty.
The fourth characteristic of true revival is
spiritual liberty.
Read what it say in your note. You read
now, the Holy Spirit who fell from heaven.
The Holy Spirit who fell from heaven
had full liberty.
He had full liberty
to move and direct the people.
Oh, move and what?
Direct the
okay,
people.
So you can't be directing him. The Holy Spirit needs liberty to direct you. Jesus said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead and guide you into all the truth. So you got the way, you got to throw away the whining song. Wherever I go, let the Spirit follow. Hello. The Holy Spirit wasn't sent to follow. He was sent to lead. But you still got that song in you. That's why you go to a church that God led you to. You got pissed off with the man of God because he offended you by something he said. Now you pack up you and your family and we got walking trees, gliding trees, sliding trees. I've never seen so many different kind of moving trees in the body of Christ. When you got a good prophecy, they with you. When you got to correct them, they out of here. The Bible say anybody who God loves, any son who God loves, who he corrects, he instructs, he chastises. But if you're a bastard, you don't want a father. That means you don't want no correction. You don't want no instruction. You really don't want no love. For whom a father loves, he corrects. Thank you. Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So the Holy Spirit needs liberty to lead us, to guide us. We don't tell him what we're going to do. We allow him to show us what to do. He will lead you and guide you into all truth, and he will show you. You don't show him, he show you. But you know, if you put stuff in your mind, you think it's him showing you when it's you. Read, son.
And direct the people as he chooses.
And he wants to direct the people as he chooses.
He was allowed to move in any direction.
The Holy Spirit was allowed to move in any direction.
And his spontaneous work spread so quickly.
And his, whose spontaneous work? The Holy Spirit. His spontaneous work. He's the tour guide. No, y'all didn't catch it. He's the tour guide. The tour guide knows everything about to go down. He said, watch, I'm going to show y'all what I'm about to do. Do you know when God send you to a city and show you what he about to do, you can go in that city and just have fun. Because you know you don't have to do nothing. But what he told you to do, when you do what he told you to do, then he can do the do. God don't care if they blind, don't have no arms. God don't care about none of that. He already, see, we get to tripping about those kind of miracles. And the reason we get to tripping, because we don't understand that the Holy Spirit has creative ability. If the arm is not there, he can cause it to be there. That's why Jesus, when he told a man with the withered hand to stand up in the synagogue, he said, stand up. Come on, watch this now. When he got there, he told him, stretch forth his hand. That's a creative miracle. Creative. You want to know how creative it was? Do you understand that the man was up in age? He couldn't have come out there with a baby on. He had to have something that was created for the age that he was, so he wouldn't look deformed. Jesus wasn't tripping. God had already showed him what he would do. That's why Jesus had so much fun. All of the gifts of the Spirit were in operation when Jesus showed up on the scene. So he can pull from anyone he needed. What's the best gift? The one you need when you got to use it. Thank you. Read, son.
And his spontaneous work spread so quickly from one person to another.
And his spontaneous work spread so quickly from one person to another. You know what that reminds me of? I like to barbecue. And when you barbecue, you start off, and I'm not talking about oven barbecue. All you oven barbecue folk, you call that whatever you want, but Dr. Walker says if it ain't on the grill, and if it don't have no charcoal, and if you don't have hickory smoke, I don't want charcoal, I want hickory smoke. Good smoke. That's barbecue. And you take time and you paint it with KC Masterpiece and Baby Sugar Ray's and some of y'all. Right. Now let's hold up that. Now watch. Now watch. This I said all that to say this. You have to take the coals. You take the coals and you put them in a pyramid. Because if you spread them all out and you try to light, they all are not going to catch on. You put them in a pile. So when one get heated up and it's leaning on the next one, lean up. I got to go here. See, because when God bring you into a different level of thinking from hanging out with the apostle, I don't want to go by Kingsford and lighter fluid. I won't go by the Kingsford with a lighter fluid in it. I don't have time to be soaking them until they catch on fire. I got stuff to do. Give me match light. I throw the match in, walk off, and get more stuff prepared. Because long as they're in the pyramid, here it comes. As long as they are connected, they're all going to get heated up. The only one that don't get heated up is the one that you put in the pyramid and it rolled off to the corner on its own. You didn't see that coming. But nevertheless, even that Lone Ranger who ran to the corner, once you spread him out, if he got lighter fluid in him, he will get ignited. You are the coal of the earth. But you got to be connected to an apostle to stay on fire.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's not in the book, but it's true. Read.
It follows a divine agenda.
The Holy Spirit, it's a divine agenda.
And seeks to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
And he seeks to fulfill God's eternal, everything with God has to do with my eternal purpose. I'm not a temporary God. I'm an eternal God. When I bring wealth into your life, it's not a temporary fact. It's an eternal fact. I don't expect you to be rich for 2 years and 3 years. I expect you to enjoy the rest of your days. How many minutes I got back there? Second. All right. Good night. Good night.